reassuring soybean. It's the first time I've ever had it. I'm easy about it. Right now I'm at work. I have one more hour to go and hooray, home, and it's Friday. Today's been kind of long, but it's been a good day. Usually the last hour anyone is able to make out progress reports or rationales on our kids or figure out what we want to do on Monday, program planning. And sometimes we just goof off. I too hope I can talk for an hour, though once I get started I'm sure I won't have too hard of time. Both of us are pretty good at that. And since my stomach is full, I'm sure I won't have to trot down to the canteen for anything to fill my pit. I really, really enjoyed your tape letter and had to hysterically laugh at times because I could just picture what you were saying, especially about Kippy and Gretchen. I can just picture both of them in a bathing suit, especially if it was a two-piece. From time to time, I'm sure you'll hear a click. That's when I had to turn this microphone off to think of what I'm going to be saying next. Let's see. About the children's home? I haven't heard from them or anyone from that area for about 2 months. The last letter I received was from Doris, and she talked about her husband no longer working, but I think she said just being over at the nightclub, Gary's still in Vietnam, and Dave, I guess, is just going to school still. She sounded happy and said that Mr. Jack was no longer the administrator, but Don had taken over. That kind of surprised me, and yet I think, don't quote me, that Don is a better man for it. I'm sure he'll have better structured program planning, and if any more volunteers go, they'll have a set job to do and feel useful as well. At times, you know, Dan, it certainly sounds as though you're busy and happily also planning for all those nice trips. I envy you. I, though, will be going on a trip this summer, another work camp that I'm really looking forward to. It's through Torch again. Before I tell you about it, I'll read a little bit about what Torch is and how many kids go to it, the age groups of the kids, where they're from, and give you a little info on it. Here goes. Take a look at these young people. They are numbered among the now generation. They have spent a great deal of time the last 2 summers at their own expense and without financial return. Among the poor whites in Appalachia, among the Indians in Wyoming, their byword is action. Not by verbal confusion, born out of their commitment to Torch, which means teen outreach through Christian Help, an action program serving with residents of the inner city to make a better life beyond the barriers of class, race, and creed. They do this every week of the year and have exhibited a posture that bespeaks a word of love in its creative, sacrificial aspects. Last year, 40 young people and their leaders left Cleveland by bus on a 4,000-mile trip to and from the Wind River Indian Reservation in Wyoming. En route, they slept on parish floors and literally sang for their suppers. They worked with their Indian young people in vacation Bible school, recreation, and building rehabilitation. So meaningful, selfless, and real was their ministry of service that there were tears of gratitude and appreciation on the part of the hosts as well as themselves when they came for departure. What's happening this summer? Several trips are planned, open to all young people in the diocese from other churches who are 16 years old. They will carry the enthusiasm to such places as Rosebud Reservation, South Dakota, a school and a mission in Alaska, and return trip to Wyoming. In each instance, the plans have been made in advance with an excellent adult leadership and program. Would you believe I'm one of the adult leaders? Yeah, I feel really quite honored to think that they had asked me to come back this summer and being not a junior leader, but an adult leader. And I guess small years different in maturity has made it so it's possible for me, and I know I can handle the responsibility, and I really am looking forward to it. I'm going to be going to the Wind River, not to the Wind River, I'm sorry, but to the Rosebud Reservation in South Dakota, working with the Sioux Indians, and besides myself as a leader, there are two married Indian couples that used to live in South Dakota that will be going and being part of the leadership. I think this is a good idea because they know what to expect, they know their own culture, and will have some insight, whereas just strangers went in, completely tried to help where they want us to help. Maybe we could have done such a worthwhile or meaningful, what I want to say, do the total job to the best of our ability, I guess. As you'll find, my words and being able to express myself, especially with this mic, is going to be hard. But I think you'll kind of get what I'm trying to say eventually. It may take me 3 sentences, but you'll get it. I have faith in you, Carol. I've been on one meeting, leadership meeting, concerning this Rosebud Reservation, and it really looks quite thrilling and interesting. During the time we'll be there, they are having their Indian ceremonial month, which is July and August. We're going July 21st to August 4th. And during this time, they'll be wearing their ceremonial outfits, eating their original Indian foods. Both you and I have had that Indian bread, haven't we? Maybe I'll learn a new recipe that isn't so fattening. Well, anyway, they put a piece of meat from a tree branch, this is what I've heard, and after it breaks, then they're allowed to start eating their normal foods, whatever that may be, not probably still including that Indian bread, don't you think? Also, they're filming it, a movie up there, and we may be seeing part of it. It doesn't sound like we're going to be doing too much work, although this is our main purpose. I guess the Indian couple have been corresponding quite frequently with the reservation and trying to get some ideas and some work lined up for these 20 young kids we'll be taking up, which are 11th and 12th graders. And they keep writing back and saying, don't worry about work, we'll find some, but we want you to see our way of living, which will be really quite interesting. I'll have not only this experience, but last year's experience from Wind River Reservation in Wyoming, which we worked with the Arapaho and the Shoshone Indians. And then, you know, my year in Wisconsin with the Winnebago, and each tribe is so different and so interesting in their own culture. I hate to think that, you know, they do want to change, or that our society is making them change, because they have some really beautiful ideas. Mom's going on another work camp too. She's going out to California with Jeff for a month. I would have, but I could hardly get away this 5 days leave of absence that I asked for. For the first time in my life, I really had to fight for something I really thought was important. And I went to my supervisor, and she gave me the leave of absence with an okay, but my activities coordinator did not see any sense in it and would not give it to me. After an hour and a half, Carol, of struggling and trying to get the point across that we have to help other people besides just retarded children, she finally said, well, if it's that important to you, I'll sign leave of absence this year. But in the future, if you're here within the next 2 years, I am not going to sign this leave of absence. And I didn't say it, but it was under my breath that, okay, Miss Piper, I will take this compromise, but I'm not planning on being here for the next 2 years. Thank you. What she doesn't know won't hurt her, but that's kind of bratty attitude I have. During our hour and a half comms lab, I tried to explain to her that it will be sort of an in-service training for me, and whatever I learn from seemed to handle the responsibility of these young people. And what I observed from the Indian Reservation, I just may be able to bring back and use it in my music sessions. I've used a couple things from last year's experience, and I'm hoping that I will observe something that I can just bring back and help me in music. Whether it be dancing, which we had learned two dances from Wyoming, and everyone just really enjoyed, or if it's beating the drums in an Indian fashion, which I don't think would be too hard to learn. A group of 40 that had sung all the way out west last year, this was our way of saying thank you for our suppers and for the lodging, is still going around and singing, but we're now earning money, which is quite a thrill. It grew up to be such a big production performance that we were invited to sing at the Sheraton Hotel in February for 800 diocese church members of the Episcopal Church and earned $800. And this $800 is going towards these four work camps this summer that are working for. The $800 is scholarship that for any inner city person who would like to try and go and doesn't have the money, only half of it that we're able to give it to them and say happily, learn something, gain something, give something, and this will help you as a person to see that just because you are in the inner city of Cleveland, that the Indians or other nationality groups have a lot of problems, or maybe even a lot more than you do. If anything more, you come back knowing that you're really lucky in that people love you here, and you're backed up quite a bit, whereas the Indians, who helps them or who backs them up? And I think we owe something to, especially since they were here at the beginning. Did I ever finish saying that my mom did go, or is going to California with Jeff on that month-long vacation? I kind of got sidetracked, didn't I? She's going for a month and being a leader again, and they're going to work southern part of California with the migrant workers, which sounds like a really terrific experience also, although I think any experience of the four that you go on, you make the best of it and you come out of it being the person you want to be, learning and gaining as much as you want to gain. It's up to you, don't you think? Just like with these sensitivities, and in these sensitivity groups, you gain if you're willing to listen, and this is what I'm trying to do more than ever, is be aware and gain, learn, take to heart what people say, or at least give them the chance, the opportunity to say how they feel, whether I believe it, what they say is right or wrong, you still can learn. I don't want to get on the sensitivity right now because I could just talk and talk all night about it, but I will bring it in later on. I was kind of disgusted with that Peter of Rabbit. Really disgusted because I knew how or what a hurtful occasion it was for you, especially after having 2 weeks of a wonderful trip with them and going around and, like you say, loving on horseback and sailing and such. And then all at the end, you have to say goodbye. And darn, I know how it is. You can love somebody, and yet the purpose and your purpose of life and their purpose of life is so much different. I think I had the same situation in Al. By the way, he was up about 2 weekends ago, and for the first time in our lives, we really, really sat down and talked. Not just made out, Carol, but talked. Although we did make out the second night to make up for the first, but that's par usual. Ever since I went on these sensitivity retreats, I feel like I've grown into a better, or trying to be a better person. and being more aware of myself and knowing what I want out of life and doing something about it or using it, trying to use sensitivity in different areas with different people and not hesitating to speak out if I think I'm right or think I'm wrong. But I'm doing it now, which I think is good. And, you know, some people here at work don't agree with me, I guess, but the people that really care about you will accept it in you, whether they really know what you're speaking or about or not. I'm all hepped on them, and I wish it could be on another one. Every Thursday night, though, I have a therapy group, which will, of these 10 couples that were on that weekend retreat at Pilgrim Hills, and this was the first introduction of sensitivity for me. And we just come in with our problems, talk about it, use the three sections, or what's the word? The three headings of what sensitivity, how to use it, which are your self-giver, your tender, and observer, listener. And we just practice all three techniques. And the more you practice, the easier it becomes, and you just incorporate it right into your everyday living, or you try to. And I really, really am glad that our minister has taken this step ahead. We've really done some more growing as a church group and united. They're feeling like we're united. And I know it's because of this sensitivity that half, maybe not even half, maybe a fourth of the church has had or wants to have and wants to get back with that and their sensitivity. We came getting evening and got here about 9 o'clock, and he spoke to Jeff and Scott and Dad, and Mom was away, but they talked until about 11, until Dad left for work, and Scott finally went to bed, which I thought he never would. Jeff finally went to bed, and made a roaring fire. We both talked from midnight until 6 o'clock the following morning. Talked, Carol. And I really felt a communication and sincereness and an openness between us that neither of us had ever had. And I know it's because I've grown into the person I am now. And I can not feel so bound up inside as far as physical attraction with them. I finally got that under control, I think. I'm still attracted, but I'm not so bound up inside that I can't speak. I'm finally outgrown that. And, let's see. I know one reason why he was able to talk the way he did was because I was so open and because he had gone on a retreat of sensitivity with our youth group, or Mom's youth group, and we had practiced and played the same games. And we had one game that really said a lot to everybody. It was the last game everyone had towards the end of the retreat, and that was we went around sharing a gift or giving that person a gift, telling them what we wanted to give them. And when we got to Al to give him a gift, I said first trust, friendship, and then love, because I think right now and still the main thing Al needs is to feel he can trust somebody. Is not afraid of developing a relationship, and he still is. He hesitates, but I think after such a hurt as he's had, I can understand it. I'm not so pushy now, or I'm accepting it, and he knows I'm accepting him for him, and maybe this is the way trust is in corporate form, or will in corporate trust. And he'll be able to at least maybe think of me as being a good friend and confiding in each other, which we once had before. And I'm willing to try and take the extra step, and though I'm not wearing my heart on my sleeve like I used to, there's no sense in that. I found that from these love retreats, or sensitivity retreats, either one, we call them the same, that you can love more than one person for that, for their special reason, that each person has something special to offer. And I found about, two or three guys that I love for their special reasons, and I'm getting pickier in my old age as far as what kind of man I want to marry. I still don't compare all the boys with Mark, my cousin, because I looked up to him so much. And I finally have met one fellow that has fit Mark's personality to a T, and it was Mark's best friend, Ken. He lives right down the street, and would you believe, we stood at the bus stop 4 years together, and I never said boo to him. He was just plain old Ken Cherrick, and I wasn't going to have anything to do with him. I wasn't so much in love with him. Well, we got introduced at a hayride, which Mark and Molly gave before they were married, and ever since we've been dating, I think he cares about me, because at the beginning he dated me the first weekend of every month in the last, but now it's every other weekend, which says a little something good. Plus, I didn't take it, or I didn't feel bad that he didn't ask me out every weekend, because he's going to Kent, and he graduates next week, by the way. He's going to start teaching in 2 weeks, and I knew he was saving his money for grad school. So, you know, I understand this, and I'm not going to be pushy. I enjoy being with him, and he knows I do, I think. You should know it. And yet I'm not wearing my heart in my sleeve for anybody right now. I'm just loving everybody. And gaining and giving. And with this understanding, I don't think you can get hurt, or I won't be hurt as much. I don't want another situation like Tom's. Speaking of Tom, let me see, you know, I had written the last, maybe I did, well, in the last letter to back that I wrote to you, I said how much I just couldn't stand to hear his name even, that I was so bound up with resentment from the past years, and that I felt as though I never wanted to see him again. Yeah, this is kind of immature. I should have, from the very start, been open with him, and yet I haven't been open until these sensitivity retreats. Well, he stopped by at Christmas time, and I really was rude to him. He came in at church and plopped himself beside me, and I really didn't know what to do. I felt kind of jarred, because I hadn't really expected him, and yet I had thought, wouldn't it be my luck if he did this? So I guess I really was prepared in a sense, but after it happened, I really didn't know what to do. After church, I got up and said hi and walked away, because neither of us had initiated too much conversation, and did I get read off at home for doing it. Finally night, I went to youth group, and he was there, and I made the attempt to speak to him, although everything was really superficial. We didn't get to any depth, which I was trying to avoid anyway. And I received a letter then in January saying, oh, Lynn, I don't know what I've done to hurt you, but so bad that we can't be friends, but I'm starting to get frustrated and irritated with you and resenting you, and I think we should just bring it right out in the open and get this thing cleared. Which I thank him now for. I wrote back, listed the reasons as diplomatically as I possibly could and how I felt, which are, you know, I always felt like I was there giving him affection when he wanted it, but when I wanted it, I never got it. And that he didn't appreciate me. And, goodness, now, from this last letter saying that he does still admire me, that kind of that really kind of surprised me, and yet I'm really, you know, pleased down deep inside. The most undesirable characteristic that I had of Tom, you know, was that I felt he was always so self-centered and that he never cared about really what I, as a person, needed and wanted and liked and would have liked to share, but it was always me, and he apologized for that. He said he thought that his future was what I wanted and that I would had always wanted to share this with him. I think my tape is about up. I'm not really sure, and yet I hate to go further into the next sentence. I'll play another Judy Collins record towards the end, and from that time until the end, you'll hear Judy's beautiful voice, because although I am in music therapy, I sure can't sing. Here goes. Much of the song, did you? Oh well, I'll be sure when I run out of talk or voice to put some more records on. I hope you like her. If you don't, you'll learn to like her. Where was I? Tom. Okay, well then after I had written all these undesirable traits that I saw in him that I knew that I could never really live with. I got this nice letter saying that he was sorry that he didn't realize that I wasn't set or had the same goal as he did, that he just assumed that I was such a good encouragement for him all through high school, and listened with such faith and sincereness that he believed that this is really what I wanted. And I know that in high school, this is probably, and I know this is what I did want. I didn't know any better, or I hadn't grown into being the person I am now. And you and I both know, as time goes by, that you change as a person. I found that out when I had gone up, when was it, 2 years ago, to visit Tom in South Dakota. It was like meeting a stranger. And you just can't fall back in the set pattern you once used to have. This is what I felt Tom has always been doing, is reminiscing and thinking of the past and hanging on to something now that there isn't, as far as I'm concerned. We have a friendship now, because at the end of my letter I said, can we still be friends? And he said enthusiastically, yes, I'd like to be. So I'm sure I'll see him. And I feel a lot better being open and getting this out. I'm just sorry that I hadn't done it before he had to do it. It was just, I was so hurt that I was afraid, and I didn't want to be hurt again. And I had risked so many times of being hurt that I just wasn't going to bother, which kind of assy, isn't it? Oh, well, I'm not doing it with anybody else. The relationships I have with other boys are a little more mature, I think, in my outlook of wanting a more mature relationship is making it to be the way it is now, or doing so. Larry, he's in Vietnam. He'll be another 6 months over there. I got a letter about 2 weeks ago, and he was going on ship for a month and then out in the field for 6 months. Then I'll really start to worry. He'll be home in November, though, and although he had written me and said that he, you know, that it would never probably developed through our letters, or he was going to keep it for what it amounted to, since I can see his point. He wanted me to date, and before I know I never would have. I would have just hung on and waited for him. And I argued with Molly. He said, "Well, right, you know, but I expect you to date, or feel free to." I know down deep inside they're thinking, will I come back or not? And I feel as though Larry loved me for this, for my sake. He wasn't like every other boy that would hang on to you and say, well, we'll get together when I get home. You know, wait for me. If we get together after he gets back, it's because we really do love each other and care. At this point, I still think I love him. But like I said, I think, and I know I love Alan his way, and Larry in his own way, and adore Ken in his way. It doesn't sound like I'm really ready for marriage, I guess. Although, I'm sure if Ken wanted to get serious, I wouldn't mind what girl does. Everyone wants to be needed and likes to give, so. I'm still hanging on, girl. Don't worry about me. It seems like it never rains the pores in my for me. Ken calls, or Al comes up the same weekend, or, you know, I hear from Larry, or I hear from Tom, or it's just everything. Or I meet somebody else at a church youth rally, or there's quite a few opportunities in meeting young people there, especially at Torch, which is every third Saturday of every month, which it's the same organization in which we're going out. We're camping with this summer. Did I tell you I'm head of a youth group this year? Yes, I have the 9th and 10th graders, mostly 9th grades, which you know we have 15 girls and 4 boys. This Sunday, yeah, we have youth group. And Saturday night we're having a party where I suggested that the girls ask the boys. And I invited Madonna's youth group. They are bringing more boys than girls, which will just turn out great. And my girls, I'm sure, will think it's the best idea ever. They're at the stage where self-centered and yet scared to ask boys, you know. Which, can you think back that far, girl? Sometimes I, when I try to think back and I can't, then I start feeling old. The head of their youth group is a young minister. He's about 24 and a bachelor, and he's thinking of going out west also. And I really enjoy speaking to him, but I don't think I could ever, or I don't really care to date him. And Roger, I'm sure, would want to, or he's always coming down, and I could care less about him. Kind of gets me mad. Everybody I could care less about admires me and cares about me, and I could care less. You know, they're just boys, you know, nothing special to me, just boys. The ones I wish would get a little more serious, or what it amounts to, if I would get my own way. You know, don't. Oh, just set up some, you're meeting, or you're trying to meet other fellas now since Peter and his situation.